Morning, Power Hits 97.5.
Yes, good morning.
Hey.
I didn't learn anything this morning from you guys. I missed it again.
You missed it again? What are you doing?
I'm up now and whatnot. Just got through eating steak and eggs.
Steak and eggs?
Yeah.
That sounds pretty good.
Steak and eggs. Check this out. So what happened with Mr. Cheney? Did you get to meet him?
I didn't get to meet him.
Doggone it.
They wouldn't let me in.
Doggone it. I could have sworn you'd be able to get in there.
I thought you were going to pull some strings and make it happen for me.
Well, my friend and I, he tried to talk me into protesting.
Protesting
and whatnot. He wanted me to go to jail.
Protesting what? The war or something?
Well, it's a little deep. It's just a comment that President Bush had made about it's okay for the immigrants to come over and whatnot. That they will do the jobs that Americans won't do.
You don't like immigrants?
I love everybody.
Okay.
I love everybody. However, when it comes down to that's not true. Talking about they'll do the jobs that Americans won't do. In other words, I know what's behind that. You know what I mean? In between you and I know what's behind that.
What is it?
Well, Tony, you tell him how we feel. Tony's he's a retired vet, and you know it's tell him what you said.
Way to keep from raising the minimum wage.
Oh yeah.
And also, but that's not. I'm gonna tell you what he really said. Why he wanted me to protest. He was saying that basically he interpreted what President Bush said was that in other words that. Tony, you tell him.
He said,
what did you say about the blacks? About how you interpreted it. Like the blacks wouldn't work. Won't do these jobs, so. But the.
I get you.
Let them.
Hey, I remember a while back you said that you would sleep with President Bush. Would you sleep with Dick Cheney?
I'd sleep with his mother.
Would you?
I'd sleep with his grandmother.
His grandmother? I don't think she's still alive.
Wouldn't tell. Well, I'd sleep with her bones.
Don't ask, don't tell.
And I wouldn't tell a soul. That's the only problem Monica Lewinsky made. She shouldn't have told. You know, how can you get with the president and tell? Lord, I wouldn't tell my mother if she was living. I'd just be like, hi, Mom. She'd be like, I'd be handing her money, you know.
Yeah, good
and
point.
And a rent and stuff. She'd be like, oh, Lord, did you rob a bank? I'd be like, no, Mom. And I wouldn't be able to tell her.
Nice.
Hey, you know, I'd take care of her, though.
Hey, Fran, we got to go.
What's your website? I need that. The website address.
It's Matt Stooks, M-A-T-T, S-T-O-O-K-S,
.com.
Oh,
okay.
You got it?
Thank you. God bless.
All right.
Bye.
Mar.
Ciao. She didn't say ciao. Did you understand any of that?
Yeah.
You did? What? She would sleep with...
She would sleep with the president's grandmother's
bones.
But she wouldn't tell a soul. That's the mistake Monica Lewinsky made.
What about the 2 minutes before?
That's the daily quote of the day for today, even though it wasn't on the air.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.